This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome into the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I am your host for the first hour. Boy, oh boy, do we have a lot to talk about in this first hour when we saw some serious fireworks this week in a wide range of markets, a lot coming on the back of more trade issues after China fired back early in the week, and some pretty big moving days, down days for U.S. equities, and more of the risk-off equities continuing to move higher. I am kicking off this weekend's show with a good friend of the show, Jesse Felder, founder and editor of the Felder Report. Jesse, let's first talk about this volatility. Volatility was very low about a week and a half ago as we were heading into the Fed meeting, but that volatility has skyrocketed because of fears globally and from other central banks, and also revolving around trade. What do you think about this uptick in volatility that is showing some fear creeping even more so into the markets?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the summertime is supposed to be kind of a slow time for the stock market generally, but I was looking at volume, you know, leading into the Fed meeting, and volume was lower than it typically is, you know, during the Christmas week in the stock market, which to me was just crazy. How many traders had fallen asleep at the wheel? And because there were a lot of things, and I think we talked about this the last time I was on your show, a lot of signs of dispersion and deterioration under the surface in the indexes. You know, the number of new lows in the stock market was rising even as the market was making new highs. So we saw a ton of Hindenburg omens triggered across the NYSE and the NASDAQ, which when you see clusters like that, it's usually a sign that, you know, some volatility is approaching. But now with the Fed meeting out of the way and, you know, these other geopolitical things, you know, the market's free to begin reacting. So, yeah, volume has gone, or volatility has gone from nothing to soaring.
It has. And one thing to follow up on here, though, is you even mentioned when we did talk about these Hindenburg omens, it was pointing to a correction in the U.S. equity markets. As I said on the onset here, a lot of this correction did come on the back of this trade war escalation between China and the U.S. But you don't think that's really the only reason, do you? This is almost just an excuse for why the markets are selling off?
Yeah, I think so. The earnings season was not terrific, and you saw a lot of companies hammered on, you know, whether it was bad earnings or bad guidance, and especially the more economically sensitive sectors. I think this is something we talked about last time I was on, too. You look at, like, retail not doing great, transportation not doing great. We've had this Dow theory non-confirmation for months now, where the Dow Jones Industrial Average has made new highs, but the transports have been well off of their highs, and that's, you know, I mean, that's one of the most classic signals of economic troubles potentially that, you know, has been around forever. And, you know, people just weren't paying attention to this stuff. So these signs have been there, but I think it was just volatility was suppressed leading into the Fed meeting. Now the Fed meeting's out of the way. We're starting to see some of these other things. It's just kind of opened the door to this rise in volatility.
Now, what about the excuse that volatility was low? Because there still was so much money in the system and still so much cheap money, especially when you look at yields around the world, which is something we'll get into the bond market here shortly. But there was a lot of available money. There was this thought that the Fed would be easier along with other central banks. That thought has only grown, but now we're seeing uneasiness in the markets. How come finally people don't care if the Fed's easy anymore or other central banks are easy anymore?
Well, you know, there was talk leading up to the Fed meeting that a rate cut would be bullish, which is, that was true maybe in the past, you know, prior to 2000. But since over the last 20 years, rate cutting cycle, and this is why I think Jay Powell was so careful to say this is not the beginning of a new rate cutting cycle, right? He tried to be clear that this is a mid-cycle cut, because the history over the last 20 years is when the Fed starts cutting interest rates, risk assets go in the toilet. And it was amazing to me to see so many people, I think LPL Financial was putting out tons of research saying rate cuts are bullish, rate cuts are bullish, and look at the returns 12 months out after a rate cut. They ignored the last 20 years worth of data in all of that research that they're putting out, which to me is, you know, fascinating, the cognitive dissonance there. But over the last 20 years, rate cutting cycles have essentially been a sign that, that things are not going as well as the central bank wants, and the risk assets respond to that. You know, stocks and junk bonds usually respond very negatively to that. And so I think it's looking more and more like this is the beginning of a new rate cut cycle, and risk assets, you know, are going to continue to be priced that in. So there's potential, you know, there's plenty of potential downside for stocks and junk bonds. You know, with the leverage on corporate balance sheets right now, it could be a very, very difficult, you know, bear market.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I really do think we are heading into a new bear market, but you also need to consider that this bull market was 9 to 10 years long, so it was extended anyway. A lot of data was showing that valuations were getting overextended, and now finally we might be nearing the end of this topping cycle. But let's talk about the bond market too, because yields are significantly lower around the world, and almost across Europe we're seeing negative yields. But that being said, U.S. yields are playing catch up with pretty much everything under that 2% level right now and continuing to fall. Do you think that it's getting a little overdone in the U.S., or is this simply a game of catch up that could last a long time for U.S. yields?
No, I firmly believe this is a blow off, another blow off in the bond market. It's been interesting to me to see that even though the bond, you know, the long bond hasn't made a new high yet, we're still below that high that was set in July of 2016. Sentiment is much more extreme today than it was back then. People are just, I mean, the thing that I've been seeing on Twitter this week is bonds of the new FANG, which to me is, you know, just perfectly exemplifies the sentiment extreme. And when you look at the charts, especially, you know, you look at like Swiss and Austrian, those ultra long term 50 and 100 year bonds, those charts are absolutely parabolic, and that's an absolute super basic structure for anybody who's studied technical analysis at all, that these types of parabolic structures and usually end in a crash. And so, I mean, you look at these things and they're up 80%, 100%, in the last, you know, 9 months or six to nine months, which is absolutely crazy. And they're trading at, you know, 250 relative to 100, you know, par. And so the things are, I mean, incredibly, incredibly overvalued. You know, sentiment is extreme. Technically for the U.S. bond market, tomorrow, the TLT, the long bond ETF, tomorrow that ETF will trigger a daily DeMarc sequential exhaustion signal or sell signal, and on Monday it'll trigger a weekly sell signal. So the last time I saw these types of sell signals was in July, like that 4th of July week in 2016, and the bond market reversed hard after that. Same thing of positioning. You look at the futures market, small speculators in 30-year bond futures have recently put on their biggest long position since 1998, October 98. And in 98 and 2016, those kind of other times bonds went, you know, parabolic like they are right now. You know, the bond market, you know, fell 20% plus over the next, you know, 6 to 12 months. So I really look at this as panic buying into the bond market, and it's not going to end well.
All right, Jesse, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I am having you back next segment. So everybody, stick around.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with my conversation with Jesse Felder. Now, Jesse, we ended last segment where you made the comment that we were seeing extremes in terms of positioning, much like what I related it to, the extremes we were seeing in that short VIX trade about a year and a half ago. But still, there is this discrepancy between U.S. yields and where yields are in other major economies. Are we continuing to see this because the U.S. still has one of the strongest economies and still some of the strongest markets? Or why won't they play more catch-up in your eyes to the downside?
The reason they won't play more catch-up is already hedging costs to hedge the dollar or make it negative. It wipes out all of the interest on U.S. Treasuries across the curve. So if you're a Japanese or European investor, the only way you can buy U.S. bonds right now and earn interest is by not hedging the currency risk. And so, you know, this gets back to, you know, your view of the dollar. And to me, it's remarkable that the dollar has reversed down to the downside, since the Fed meeting so hard. I mean, today, we saw three central banks cut interest rates and the dollar's still declining. And so to me, that's a huge divergence. Usually you look over the last 10 years at least, bonds and the dollar move in sync. And that makes sense because, you know, money flows into dollars, it goes into the bond market, or it flows out of dollars and comes out of the bond market. And right now the bond market is soaring and the dollar is tanking. And to me, that's a sign that foreign investors are not super happy with investing in dollars when you have what's going on with the fiscal situation combined with new legislation in Congress talking about potentially taxing foreign investment. We have the Federal Reserve who's trying to stimulate inflation as one of the reasons why they're cutting interest rates, not necessarily to support the economy, but more so to try and boost inflation expectations. And so I think there's a lot of reasons why foreign investors are going to start thinking twice about investing their money in treasuries or in dollars. And they lately have been doing so unhedged. And so if the dollar does continue to reverse to the downside, that's going to inspire a lot of these overseas investors to dump treasuries because they are exposed to currency risk.
Okay, very interesting combination there, how you're tying those two together. But just a quick comment, you're saying that the dollar's tanking. It's still arguably in this uptrend. It did just make a higher high during this 1.5, about just over 1.5 year recovery. So please back up that comment on why you're saying the dollar's tanking.
Yeah, I mean, so the dollar peaked in late 2016, early 2017, had a pretty steep sell-off into early 2018. It's rallied since then, but we're below the 61.8% Fibonacci retracement of that decline. So this is on a longer-term time frame a lower high, below that 2017-2016 high. And so it's, to me, it's a just kind of like bonds, you know, it's fascinating to me that dollar bulls have gotten so excited. I think DSI in bonds was 98% twice this week. DSI in the dollar has been very, almost as high as it has been in bonds. And so people are getting super excited over a lower high, which is usually a very good bear market sell signal. And I view this as a bear market rally in the dollar, even though it's lasted, 18 months or something. But we're still in the context of, in my view, a longer term bear market. You can see this too technically as a rising wedge pattern that broke in that May-June time frame, and then this rally into the Fed meeting just tested the underside of that trend line. As my friend Chris Kimball would say, it was kind of a kiss goodbye before the dollar rolled over to the downside. So I do think, the dollar's below it was, below where it was in November of last year. So this is kind of another shorter-term topping process in the dollar that I think if the dollar bear market resumes, is going to be very bearish for the treasury market.
All right, let's move over to one more market, one that you and I touch on quite regularly. That is the gold market. Gold is just screaming higher as we're recording this. Gold is above 1,500. And this is all, again, just on the back of a lot of money rotating into some safer assets. Do you think that gold is getting a little overdone here with just how aggressively it has been moving higher? Or is this just the start of maybe a prolonged, almost euphoric move?
I think this is the third wave in a new bull market for the gold price. I think the bottom of the bear market was that late 2015 bottom, obviously, where we got down to whatever it was, 1050. Then we saw the strong rally in early 2016, and then we've had this sideways move, essentially. But this new breakout higher above 1350 is the beginning of this third wave. So that's, you know, Elliott wave terminology. Bull markets move in five waves, and the third wave is always the strongest. So, you know, gold went from 1050 to 1350 in that first wave. The second wave, you know, it's going from about 1200. It should be bigger than 350 point move. But this is also why Paul Tudor Jones said if gold gets above 1350, it's going to 1700 in a heartbeat, because it has this super long base now that it's built from 2013 to 2019. So it's like a 6-year base that the thing is built. And once you get a breakout of that big of a base, I don't see any technical resistance. 1750, we could easily go up another 50 bucks before this thing even takes a rest. But 1700, you know, is coming. And that's just the projection off of this long-term base. But, you know, in the longer term too, gold is really highly correlated with the fiscal deficit. And so if we start to see fiscal deficit, we're already running over $1 trillion. This is also the other thing with, you know, treasuries, to come back to that for a second, is that, you know, the treasury has to issue 1.2, 1.4 trillion in new debt this year. Probably next year it'll be at least as much. Where's the demand going to come for that much new issuance? But the deficit being over $1 trillion means the dollar is going to be under pressure. Whether it's the dollar being, you know, correlated, or gold being inversely correlated with the deficit, you can look at it either way. But if we go into recession, which is what it looks like a lot of these markets are pricing in right now, this deficit's going to blow out. We're going to see $2 trillion deficit. We're going to see it, you know, approaching 10% of GDP again, potentially. And under that scenario, gold's going to, you know, take out its 2011 highs. So I think in the short run, yes, we're in the middle of a third wave rally in the longer term context of a bull market. That should see gold go to at least, you know, 1550 in the short run, 1700 over maybe the next couple of months. And if we go into recession, it's going to take out the old highs.
All right. Hey, Jesse, it's great having you on the show. I always get a lot out of our conversations. I know a lot of our listeners really like when I get to feature you for a couple segments on the weekend show. Hope that you have a great rest of your weekend, and we will be chatting again probably in about 1 month's time. Thanks, Jesse.
Thanks, Corey. Always a pleasure to be with you.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. families of those killed when a gunman opened fire at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas, 1 week ago today are gathering at funerals on both sides of the Mexican border. Meantime, funerals are also being held for six of the nine people killed in last Sunday's attack in Dayton, Ohio. South Korea says North Korea has once again fired what appeared to be two short-range ballistic missiles into the sea. President Trump got a letter from North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
It was a great letter. He talked about what he's doing. He's not happy with the testing. It's a very small testing that we did, but he wasn't happy with the testing. He put that in the letter. But he also sees a great future for North Korea.
Stocks closed down this week. The Dow was down 91 points, the S&P 500 down 19, and the NASDAQ down 80. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody enjoyed those first two segments that I spent with Jesse Felder. Some very interesting comments on how the market weakness is starting to play out alongside of what Jesse was seeing with some of his internal data. In this segment, we are switching our focus a little bit more to the precious metals. I am chatting with Jeff Christian, managing partner at the CPM Group. And Jeff, when I had you back on the show, I think it was about a month ago, we were talking about volumes when it came to precious metals, and you were mentioning that the physical market was still pretty slow. I wanted to get a general update from you, from your research. What have you seen in the gold and silver markets in terms of some of the physical demand?
Yeah, I think what we were talking about probably in early July was that during the spike up in gold prices and then silver prices in late June, in the last 2 weeks in June, you saw a big increase in trading volume on the COMEX futures and options in the London forward market and on the gold ETFs. But you actually saw very low purchases of physical metal by investors. And that was somewhat worrisome to us because we saw that as, well, these are short-term opportunistic people who buy and sell. They go long and they go short. And you're not seeing the follow-through in the physical market of buy and hold investors. And in late July and early August, as we've seen the prices move sharply higher again for gold and silver, you're seeing the same sort of thing. So, you know, in the first days or 7 days of August, the new U.S. Mint, which publishes data on coins, has only sold one lot of 1,000 ounces of gold eagles, and they've sold no silver. And that tells you that, if anything, physical investors in the United States and North America are probably reselling, taking the opportunity of $1,500 gold, $17 silver, to sell their metal rather than buying. And so you're seeing that continuation. It's the same sort of thing. Big increases in the trading volumes on the gold ETF, the COMEX futures and options, and the London market. But not a big follow-through with those longer-term physical buyers.
So, Jeff, we talk a lot about how the Chinese buyers of metals are very price-sensitive. Do you think that carries over a little bit, at least to the North American buyers as well, because of how quickly we've seen the move? Maybe they're sitting there going, you know what, I don't want to buy right now because it is $200 higher than it was 2 months ago.
I think, you're seeing people say, I don't want to buy because it's $200 higher. And you know, you're seeing on the internet people saying, you know, did I miss the move? There were people who as I said, you know, there are a lot of people who are actually taking the opportunity of $200 higher gold prices to sell their gold. So you're seeing reflow, not only in North America, but you're seeing it in China, India, and Europe. You're seeing investors take the opportunity of higher prices not to buy and chase the price higher, but rather to sell. So that tells you that there's some sustainability issues in the upward move.
Now, when we talk about more, it sounds like the institutional money that is coming in because of the higher volumes on the COMEX, the gold ETFs, and over in London, do you think there's a lot more money that can flow into this sector and continue to drive this higher, or are we reaching almost an exhaustion phase? The argument being that, you know what, hardly any money was being flown into the precious metals sector for a long time, and maybe this is just the beginning of a lot of inflows?
I think this is the beginning of a lot of inflows. There is a tremendous amount of money out there that could come into gold and silver. It traditionally has not come into gold and silver. Over the last several years, you've seen shifts in institutional money management, both on the buy side and on the sell side, the broking and investment bank business. And one of the things that we've seen are these opportunistic investors who came into the market 2006 to 2011 and then left, some of them are coming back in. And then you have other institutional investor, generalist fund managers who are getting involved in gold more now that weren't involved in the past. And then you have a lot of other people who, you know, were more traditionally focused on precious metals who have continued to struggle for a variety of reasons, and in some cases they're getting out of the business. Some cases, you know, the bull market hasn't come fast enough and soon enough for them, and they've been suffering. On top of that, you have these major, we're calling them transformational, but they're structural changes in the way the buy-side institutional investors operate, and I think that is right now probably having a net negative effect on commodities and precious metals. Ultimately, it could lead to increased dollar flows from institutional investors. But I think right now what you're seeing is that a lot of institutions are avoiding precious metals simply because they don't fit into their computerized models.
Now, can you give us a little bit more color on this? What changes have happened in the institutional traders' end that has shied them even further away from the metals?
Well, it's not so much shying away from the metals as a much broader shift in the way fund managers manage their funds. and you're moving much more toward computerized, what they're calling AI, although some of it's not very intelligent. But you know, there's much more computerized trading than there used to be, and there's much more reliance on computer-generated buy and sell signals and shorter-term type of trades. So you're seeing at any number of institutional investment management companies a reduction in the number of people who are portfolio managers who pay attention to markets and study the economy and make buy and sell recommendations. and a greater reliance on computer-generated buy and sell signals. And a lot of that focus, because more, you know, probably 99% of the financial money, financial assets under management are in stocks and bonds and currencies and not commodities, including oil and the big markets. A lot of the shift in toward AI is focusing on stocks and bonds and currencies right now, and sort of neglecting the commodities market. And that's, I think, also, you know, that's what I was referring to when I said, you know, on a short term or initial basis, it kind of negative for precious metals.
Yeah, okay, some good points there, Jeff. And one other comment regarding gold. I like to look at gold and compare it to other markets, whether it's the U.S. dollar, whether it's U.S. equity markets or the bond market. Where do you tend to look and compare gold to? And I assume you must have seen some pretty encouraging signs as gold has started to outperform a number of other markets.
Right. I mean, we compare gold to everything. Yeah. So we have, you know, obviously we look at the bond market, and we think that interest rates are like the prime mover in all financial markets. And so it's a very complex relationship between interest rates and gold. It's not this, oh, interest rates rise, so gold falls, interest rates fall, so gold rises. I mean, if you look at the numbers and you actually study it, it's a much more complex relationship with all sorts of variables going back and forth. But we pay a lot of attention to interest rates. We start with the U.S. Treasuries, short-term and long-term. So we're looking at 90-day and one-year T-bills, but we're also looking at 10-year notes. And we look at the yield curve, and then we look at the spread between Treasuries and other current national government interest rates, benchmarks, and then we look at the spread between the Treasuries and commercial paper and private sector interest rates to see what's going on there. And a lot of what we're seeing there is pretty positive for gold because the interest rate markets are in disarray and they're at a flexion point.
All right, Jeff, always great chatting with you. I really appreciate the way that you look at the precious metals, all commodity markets over at the CPM Group. Jeff, have a great rest of your weekend. Everybody stick around. I'm going to be right back with an update from Novo Resources. Thanks for your time, Jeff.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report, and also welcome back because this daily editorial will be posted on the weekend show. Wrapping up the first hour of this weekend show, I am chatting with Quentin Haney, president and chairman of Novo Resources. Novo is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NVO and on the OTCQX under the symbol NSRPF. Now, Quentin, I just want to quickly follow up on a news release that came out last week. I believe it was a general Edgina update. There were some questions that came in on the back of this update, but first and foremost, for anybody that maybe missed that update or just wanted a little bit more color, can you please summarize what you wanted to get across to all the shareholders, please?
Sure thing, Corey. We are working in earnest now at Edgina. The initial plan is to take 8x8 meter panel samples of the gravel horizon and then put them through the IGR test plant that we have. We have a grid laid out in the existing trench area. This is an area that was worked by Tarno McMahon prior to our arrival. So this is an area that's been kind of picked over, but we plan to extend that grid out over the new area that we studied with the ground penetrating radar. The ground penetrating radar has clearly picked up a trough like feature. We call it a swale. It's kind of a broad, shallow valley that extends east southeast from the area that Farno McMahon previously trenched. This is last year they trenched. We can see that target. We hope to have clearance from the aboriginals to go out and sample there. That was actually our primary focus when we started this year. We've had a delay with getting the clearance. It's a common feature in, you know, working with aboriginals and trying to get clearance to have delays like this. We're not too shocked, but it was a bit of a surprise because it came right at the 11th hour, and we were told we'd get clearance and didn't get clearance right up until the third week in July. They've notified us they'll come in and give us clearance on the latter part of August. I believe they're saying August 25th or 26th, somewhere around there. But in the meantime, what we're doing is quite interesting. We're actually excavating a trench right now. It's 600 meters along, so it's very long trench, 0.6 kilometers. The trench is about 4 meters wide, and it basically cuts across the target area on the eastern margin of where Farnham McMahon did their trenching. So this is kind of on the periphery of the disturbed area. But what it is it's the first effort to really do, we'll call it exploration-level work outside of the existing trench area. The data that we're getting back from this will be presented to the market here shortly. It is taking a bit longer to excavate than we initially thought because the gravel horizon, at least in the swale, is a bit deeper. That's not necessarily a bad thing. That's actually a good thing. So what they're doing, the team in the field is excavating this in small lifts or flitches. Basically, they scrape off about 20 centimeters. And each lift is 20 centimeters thick, so think of it like slicing a loaf of bread. Every excavation they do, they go in, they metal detect the trench length, from end to end. They record the nuggets they find. They dig up the nuggets, record the data, the weight of the nugget, the location. And then at the end of this, we'll have a computer model that shows precisely where each single nugget was found, from top to bottom along the entire length of the trench. I think the market will be very, very excited by what they see. My initial impression is this data should be very solid, very good. It'll give us a very clear picture of what's happening at Edgena. It's not going to be hard and fast grade data, but it will show people the distribution of gold nuggets, the size of the gold nuggets that we're seeing, which, in my book is remarkable. I mean, basically all of the gold out here is quite coarse. And it'll show people what the potential is. I think that seeing this, seeing the nuggets, and I mentioned this in the news release, basically from one end of the trench to the other on the initial lift is encouraging. So we're quite excited about what we're doing. The guys said they needed a little extra time to get this trench done. In the name of good science, I like people do a good job, so they're diligently, working in these flitches or lifts clear down to the base of the gravel horizon and into the basement about 10 to 20 centimeters. I would say probably early next week, probably Monday or Tuesday, we should have all of the data in a form that can be presented to the market. When people see that, I think they'll be quite excited by the potential of Edgena.
All right, Quentin, let's get into some of these questions. And just as a note, I will be posting a link to that news release for anybody that missed it and wanted to read through it. One of the first questions talks about this Aboriginal clearance system. Yes, there is a delay. We understand that. And it sounds like the delay is coming because the Aboriginals don't have a qualified personnel available to check out this area. How does this system work? Can you give us a little bit more color on how it all operates?
Yeah, so in Australia, basically any areas out in the outback require clearance by qualified Aboriginal anthropologists / archaeologists. These are people who, within the Aboriginal community, have been trained to identify artifacts and archaeological sites. They also refer to Dreamtime sites as well. These would be more along the lines of heritage, like we'll call it. Legendary stories and stuff about certain areas. We don't really have things like that at Edgena. We're not too concerned. This is flat country. In general, it's not the kind of place where there would have been a lot of activity. This would have been an area where there just simply wasn't much to focus on, game-wise or otherwise. So we don't see a problem, but it is a formality to get people out there and get the area surveyed. It's part of the process. You got to have a heritage clearance as well as file a POW, which is called a plan of works with the government. And once you get all that, you can go ahead and start your work. So we're simply waiting on this clearance.
Okay. Now, there is another question regarding this ground that you are sampling. I think you just mentioned that it is more or less on the edge of ground that had been worked on before, but can you, again, just clarify a little bit about the location where you have been able to take some of these samples, please?
Sure. So the area that was worked previously, this is the area that was trenched by Farnham McMahon. It was snuggled up against the hills on the edge of the terrace. They basically had a small area and then swept it for nuggets. They did not record good data, which is unfortunate. So other than, looking at the intensity of the trenching and stuff to get an idea of where the best work was done, or you know, probably the most prospective nuggets were found or whatever, you know, we don't have much to go on there. So what we're doing is trying to step out to the east and southeast from there, where the ground penetrating radar readily recognizes a target area. It's this broad valley-like feature, the swale, that we think is a primary focus for concentrating of the gold nuggets. And that's really what we're chasing here. You know, the area extends for about 700 or 800 meters from the trench area out to the edge of the mining lease, and then it extends out onto the greater terrace beyond. A little perspective. One thing people should be aware of is that there are many other gold showings like Egina scattered around the terrace. There's a mine, you know, old mine of similar ilk to this, a gravel horizon with gold nuggets, at a place called Womarina, which is about 23 kilometers east of Egina. Gives you a perspective of how big this target is. There's also, so we acquired an interest, a 60% interest, in some ground that belonged to the group is a private group called LMTD. I believe their name is Frontier Exploration, something to that effect. But anyway, we acquired this area. It's about maybe 12 to 15 kilometers east of Egina. And on that ground, they found appreciable fine grain gold in the sediment. So I went out there, I panned some samples. Sure enough, the fine grain gold is present. It might be an important part of the story. We think that the gold at Egina, which is mostly coarse, might gradually grade into a finer grain gold fraction out in the distance as you go further out onto the terrace. We simply don't know yet. But what is important is we can see gold clear the way around the terrace. There's several gold occurrences in mines, historic mines, you know, all the way back to the late 1800s that targeted this nuggety gold mineralization in these surface gravels.
All right, Quentin, unfortunately we are out of time for this segment on the radio, but you and I are going to continue this conversation. I will post the full interview on our website, kereport.com. On that weekend show posting, we're going to get into a few more of the questions that came in, and that's another point that I just want to thank everybody for sending me your questions. I love hearing from all of you, and I can always be reached at fleck@kereport.com. Have a great weekend, everyone.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th. And learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.